Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hour number three of the program going down right now. This is 105 The Fan, Fan After Dark, Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, and of course we've got our guy Khaki Kevin in the glass on a Tuesday night. And let's get this thing rocking and rolling. Let's jump out to the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. 7-year NFL veteran, host of the No Weddings in the Fall and 84 Reasons podcast, and dare I say the hardest working man in sports media. I'm going to tell you why here. Blake and I we did our show Wednesday night. It was, the night before Thanksgiving, so as you know, that's a hot night to go out. Blake and I go out. I think we get done. We're wrapping up. We're heading back to the car. We're driving around. I think it was like 2:15 in the morning. Of course, we're listening to 105 Through the Fan, which then flips over to the Infinity Sports Network. And we're listening, and I go, is it just me? Or is that the one, the only Ben Troop on at 2 o'clock in the morning? And not only was my man on at 2 o'clock, but the host was so engaged, and you were spitting such hot fire that he had you stay on, and you were polite enough to stay on for another segment. I get in my truck and I listen to you talk for another 15 minutes, where I think you finally got done at 2:36 in the morning. Was that live?
That was live, and that's Dave Smith. Dave Smith, me. I've been doing Dave Smith's show now, man, maybe since like 2018. 2019, he hit me up. He was like, and Dave was obviously on the West Coast. Okay. He hit me up and asked me to come on, and I said, look, I mean, me and Dave got history. I mean, it's like you, Fred. I mean, if I got history with you, yeah, and I rock with you,
yeah.
Now mind you, man, you know, Dave. I mean, you know, Fred, we in our early 40s. I can't do this on the regular now. I can't do this on the regular, but. Well, do you know how nervous I was to close my eyes, knowing I got to get up? I'm getting up like, oh God, it's gonna be 3:45. I'm gonna miss it. But I was happy to do it. The thing about this business, and you guys like even prove it. I got into this business doing what I'm doing now. I mean, yeah. I understand certain guys get to a certain level and they start saying, man, I'm too big. I'm never too big because we are colleagues. It doesn't matter where you work at. If I rock with you, yeah, I rock with you. Now, I told Dave, look, don't make this a habit now. I can't do this. I can do this around Thanksgiving, but anytime outside of that, hey man, I might butt dial you, but I'm not gonna be. You're gonna be hearing me snoring. You ain't gonna hear me doing nothing else. But it was fun to do, and it just, you know, I'm a fan of this business. I'm a fan of this art form. I'm a fan of what you guys do, and we colleagues. Anytime if I say I'm gonna be there, I'm gonna be there, and I do my best to keep my word.
Man, here I was thinking 9 o'clock was too late, but I'll tell you what, man. Like I said, me and Blake were sitting there, and Blake was like, "You think it's recorded?" I said, "No, dude. I think this is live."
I thought, "No way, that was live."
I'll tell you when we knew for a fact it was live, when he said, hey, we like, he goes, Ben, can I keep you over for another segment? I said, yeah, there's no way this was recorded. So, yeah, man, my hat's off to you, Ben. Like I said, you were on there for 36 minutes doing a hit from 2 to 2:36 in the morning. So, like I said, I already had a whole lot of respect for you to begin with, but that takes a special kind of act right there. So, shout out to you for doing the damn thing this past Wednesday. And like I said, me and Blake, we tolo as well as anybody. So, let's get right down to it, my man. Number one, hey, let's cut to the chase. John Summerall, Your new head coach. Now, you know, you and I and Blake had talked about this a couple months ago. When you brought up the fact that, you know, with Billy Napier and some of these other coaches, some of these, you know, power group of five, group of six, whatever the hell we're calling them now, and how some of them have been flailing out at, you know, the big time level, that, you know, the chances of them getting another job or you know, guys going back to that, well, so to speak. Were you surprised that Florida went back to that well and went out and grabbed your boy John Summerall?
I was at first, but then I started realizing how high he was, how high up he was. I mean, you talk about the Auburn job, you talk about the Penn State job, you talk about the Arkansas. It was a lot of ADs that wanted John Summerall. But I will give Scott Strickland this much credit. He did not let what didn't happen with Billy Napier cause him to not call John Summerall. And I didn't even realize that me and John Summerall, we was in college at the same time. He was at Kentucky when I was at Florida. Now he does what all coaches do. He said all former Gators will always be welcome, and these things are archived. That's a sound bite that we clipped, and we're going to be able to say. But he won that press conference. He went in there and said, I'm not going to hire my friends. He said, I don't have an eight-year plan. I have a right-now plan. I want to win right now. And he says, I like the fact that I'm impatient, and Florida Gator Nation is impatient. They want me to win. He can do no wrong now because he hasn't coached yet. But for one press conference, making sure he retains guys like, you know, Jaden Ball and DJ Lagway and Miles Graham and different guys. We'll see what happens. But, hey, I got this. I've learned this when it comes to the head coach of Florida. I'm a rock with whoever it is until they give me a reason not to rock with them. I ain't got no reasons to not. It's so many coaches got hired this year. I can't even keep track of how many new coaches it is at new places. I think we got our guy. We'll see what happens. But I'm happy that he didn't let what didn't happen with Billy Napier cause him to not get the head coaching job.
Five out of their last six games, they've scored 50 points. They're on the edge of a college football playoff berth. Their coach just left for Oklahoma State. I got to ask you, Ben, did you get a chance to learn up on Drew Mestemaker and the Mean Green Eagles?
I did. Now here's the thing. Blake, if they do the right thing, which I do not trust the college football playoff committee. I don't. I don't even know why they show their faces. If they're not going to show, just like when you go to jury duty, they'll say, hey, college playoff committee, number one, how did you vote? No. Put them in. Are you afraid to put them in because you think they're going to win? Are they going to win it all? No. Could they upset somebody in a couple of rounds? I say, yeah, I hope they get in, Blake. I hope they do the right thing. But when I start depending on the college football playoff committee to do anything, because the college football playoff committee, they didn't go to CSU. That's Common Sense University. They did not go. And if they went, they flunked out. I hope they do the right thing. I hope they surprise me and do the right thing.
What do you think about Neil Brown being the new head coach and then Eric Morris going to Oklahoma State?
I think it's a good fit. I think the thing about Coach Morris, the one thing I can appreciate is Coach Gundy was there for so long. How long does it take to get his imprint and his stench out of the building and try to move on to what Coach Norris is going to do? Because everybody knows this. If you coach Oklahoma State, you got to have Texas ties. Coach Morris is from Texas. And the last time a real good player from Texas went to Oklahoma, what was his name? Adrian Peterson. You're going to have to be able to pull guys like that because Oklahoma State is a good program. I don't know if I would ever call them a great program, but they're trying to, because of NIL, I think they got a shot to compete with the big boys. The Big 12 ain't what it used to be, but it's still very competitive.
And the one thing about Oklahoma State, too, though, is it just seems like since T. Boone Pickens died, you know, that endless flow of money has kind of dried up a little bit. I mean, to the point where you had Gundy putting QR codes on the back of people's helmet, which, hey, I'm not mad at. I mean, a little ingenuity and creativity goes a long way in college football, especially when you're a program like that, but I will be curious to see kind of how that goes. But they were saying that Gundy wasn't real big. You know, you had boosters that wanted him out. They weren't going to give money until he was booted out of there. So Eric Morris seems to be saying all the right things. Now, my question for you is Drew Mestemaker. It would seem the natural fit would be for him to follow Eric Morris to Oklahoma State. You know, Oklahoma State's going to give him throw some money at him. But like I've told Blake, and we've talked about it here on the show, it just with a kid like Mestemaker who's lit the world on fire, and don't let him get to the college football playoff and do his thing there, because now all of a sudden you're gonna have an SEC school throw silly money at him.
But that's what you want, right? Drew Messenmaker, he is what college football is becoming. Everybody wants to talk about, you know, what Joe Burrow is able to do at LSU. We also had Jamar Chase. He also had Justin Jefferson, right? I mean, he also, you know, had Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I want a guy who, right, he's a big name at a not big school. You let him go to a big school, and people are going to see, hey, it's going to make you go back to see what he did in North Texas. I'm always rooting for the guys who is not on anybody's radar. And they say, well, where did this guy come from? Well, he's been playing college football. And either college football, it either is on the same level or it isn't. We know the powers that be are going to be the powers that be. Hopefully he follows him, and hopefully they give him a bag. If you want him to go to your school and stay at your school, you got to give him a bag to go, and you're going to have to give him a bag to stay. And if people don't believe that, well, last time I checked, these coaches, they're making lateral moves. And them bank accounts just got a lot bigger, too. So if the coach can do it for the money, don't give me all that loyalty and I want to win. No, your wife said, who's paying the most? We're going to Oklahoma State. If you're a good enough coach, you should be able to bring your star quarterback with you. Because last time I checked, Caleb Williams started off at Oklahoma. Where did he end up? SC. He followed his coach. Hopefully you can get your quarterback to follow you over to Oklahoma State.
Yeah, I like the way you put that. I wouldn't be mad if he did that. Because anything, he's kind of putting an imprint on UNT by doing good things at Oklahoma State and hopefully at the next level. But I know this saga has kind of died down. It was a huge story over the weekend with Lane Kiffin. But I haven't had a chance to talk to you about it, Ben. And I would just love your thoughts on everything now that all the dust has settled. Kind of the drama behind it. Do you think Lane Kiffin did this to himself? Me and Fred have gone back and forth on this. Was this the media making it a bigger deal than it was? And now that the dust has settled, how do you think Lane will be at LSU and Ole Miss, their defensive coordinator, taking over?
Lane did do it to himself because Lane knew he was going to LSU the whole time, and Lane been in college football way too long to know, man, you know how the media works. Just tell the truth. I realize that there are certain players at Ole Miss that's probably going to end up at LSU anyway, but you the one taking us through this carousel, and I don't know who that media person was, but the guy that said you can't turn a hoe to a house, that stuff is funny to me, and you made that dude famous. You made him super-duper famous. Now, Lane Kiffin better win at LSU because he made a big stink when he left. And we know, $98 million. I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to go for $98 million. I don't care what school is offering $98 million, you're going. But Lane Kiffin did this to himself because he's a professional. He's not a brand-new coach. We know that he wasn't going to come back to Ole Miss when he didn't come out and say, I'm staying. If a coach doesn't come out and say, when the rumors come out, he's saying he's leaving. And there's nothing wrong with that. But don't talk to me about how great of a program is at Ole Miss when you just got off of LSU playing in Baton Rouge. You want to go to LSU. But just because the money is better doesn't mean that front office is better. That front office at LSU is a freaking wreck. We'll see what happens with it. But, hey, man, it's Lane Kiffin, man. He's good for business. He's good for headlines. I don't know why they thought he was going to. The reason why he don't care about saying, because if Ole Miss does indeed win the national championship, they got to pay him $1 million. Talk about being able to, you know, to have your cake and eat it, too. I thought it was more drama than Lane Kiffin had that made it out of. But it's over with now. I feel bad for those Ole Miss players. But listen, I don't want to hear about a player in transfer portal, and I don't want to hear about a player with NIL when these coaches are the biggest drama queens you've ever seen in college athletics.
That was another part I brought up. I feel bad for the Ole Miss players going to be behind the eight ball with the transfer portal, their coach leaving, do they follow them, yada, yada. Pete Golding taking over as the permanent head coach. Do you think that was a little bit of them trying to save face and keep the guys together? I expected maybe the interim tag. What do you think about the permanent tag, and do you think Pete Golding will be able to hold this team together?
I don't think he's going to be able to hold it together. I'm never, ever a fan from a hiring from within. If he's not a guy that you would have hired as a head coach, had he been a coordinator from another school, you're not going to keep those guys together because he coaches one side of the ball. Coaching one side of the ball means I know everybody, but that's not coaching everybody. How many offensive coordinators, defensive coordinators become head coaches in any level of football and can't coach a team? Coaching a team is not coaching one side of the ball. I'm rooting for him, but that just shows that Ole Miss job isn't highly sought after. I think what it was is, I can't replace Lane Kiffin with a big name, so let's just replace him with a familiar name. You're going to live with it, but they didn't want to have to live with that perception problem of trying to go out there and get a guy they highly covered, and he turned them down and go somewhere else.
You know, I think of, now granted the situation was a little bit different, but when Mississippi State, when Mike Leach died,
right? And then they promoted the defensive coordinator. And again, you know, you kind of galvanized around, again, different situation, different vibe. But of course, I think he got booted out for 2 years because, to your point, he just wasn't head coach material when it was all said and done. All right, now you've got the rest of college football. Is there any, for a team that fired their coach as early as they did, and I'm talking about the Penn State Nittany Lions, and the whole thought process was, okay, James Franklin can't win a big game. You've lost three in a row. You lose to UCLA, whoop-de-whoop, whatever. So you're thinking, all right, well, you're doing this to get ahead of the curve, and you know nobody knew LSU was going to fire their coach. Nobody knew Florida was going to fire their coach. And yet here we are. Season's almost over. Penn State is no more closer to a head coach. It seems like all the other big dominoes have fallen. Where does Penn State go from here?
I really have no clue. And it's a huge head scratcher. There are sometimes the perception of your brand is not the reality of your brand. I go back a couple of years ago when Florida State went undefeated, won the ACC, lost their quarterback, and was left on the outside looking in the college football playoff, and got door stomped by the Georgia Bulldogs in the bowl game. Penn State, while they are a big brand in the Big Ten, they're not a big brand nationally like they thought they were. Y'all been out there longer than anybody, and nobody wants to go there either. The money isn't what they thought it was going to be to compete, or maybe Penn State isn't as good of a job as people thought. Now, they're going to find somebody, but it's going to be real similar. You know, to when Bud Jones went up there to Tennessee, mm-hmm. He's not the guy. He's not the guy they wanted. He's the guy that said yes. They went through a lot of guys. It is a sad state of affairs when the Penn State Nittany Lions doesn't have a coach, and teams like UCLA do. Mm-hmm. Teams like Arkansas do. And that's the crazy part. We know what the Nittany Lions was, what they used to be. But now it's more perception than reality because they're going to say, look, can y'all beat Ohio State? No. Can y'all beat Michigan? No. So who y'all going to get? We'll find a coach who nobody really knows about and hopefully goes out and wins. James Franklin is an incredible coach because somebody asked me, you ever have – excuse me, Lane Kiffin or James Franklin at Florida? I said James Franklin. They say, why? Because at least James Franklin has won something.
Yeah, and he can recruit, too.
Hasn't won. Yeah, Lane Kiffin, let's see. James Franklin recruited Saquon Barkley. And I
Micah
think
Parsons.
Lane Kiffin recruited
Drew Aller.
Micah Parsons. Abdul Carter. And all these guys. So I don't understand that with Penn State. To my Penn State fans out there, to the LeVar Arringtons of the world, how has this happened that the Penn State Nittany Lions does not have a coach, and we are, what, 3 weeks away from early signing day? They're going to lose that 2026 recruiting class. They fumbled the bag in this situation.
Well, and they just lost, and your boy Franklin already flipped one of their recruits, and I'm guessing it was a guy that he'd already recruited. Fat Rat Brown, the four-star wide receiver, has flipped his commitment. Swear to God, I was telling me and Kevin were talking about that. Fat Rat Brown has flipped from Penn State to Virginia Tech.
Apparently, Lane already got the number one recruit out of LSU. He showed that the day he was in the office. Look at it.
No.
LSU.
Tell you what, these boys ain't playing around. All right, so that being said, let's look at, we got the football rankings, you know, the playoff rankings came out today. Not a lot of surprise there. Maybe Miami at 12, Texas at 13. We know that your boy Mario and Sark have been going back and forth with a little war of words. The question, and Blake talked about this earlier in the show, the concern is if Texas doesn't make it into the college football playoff. Now, a lot of people can say, well, look, you should have beat Florida, right? You obviously, you know as well as anybody, you watched that game. We talked about that. In fact,
everybody
you
has
and
a bad loss.
Right? Everybody's it should be allotted a bad loss. But at the same time, too, nobody has the top 10 or, you know, top 15 wins, whatever we're qualifying it as Texas does. If Texas doesn't make it in, you've got a Notre Dame team who's played nobody and beat nobody. You've got a Miami team who, oh, by the way, the only team they beat that was worth a damn was Notre Dame, and so we can go back and forth on that all day. Meanwhile, you've got a Texas team that's beaten Oklahoma, you beat Texas A&M, and you beat Vanderbilt. And you played a tough Ohio State team the very first week of the season. If Texas doesn't make it in, is this going to ruin offs or non-conference scheduling from here on out?
100%. This is good. To me, if Texas doesn't get in, that means that they don't care about brands because they definitely don't care about these strength of schedules. The reason why I think UT, UT Austin gets in is because UT in Knoxville got in last year. And I do not think 9-3 Tennessee last year is more impressive than 9-3 Texas this year. To be Texas A&M is not going to the SEC championship game because they lost one game. That is to Texas. I think that right now, who Texas is right now is a better team than most of these teams that got better records than them. I think Texas does get in because I think even the College Football Playoff Committee, even with their not really watching games, I don't even know how much of them really be watching some of these teams, even they can't get that wrong. I mean, how do you keep Texas out? I really, really want to see a scenario where there is a scenario where you keep them out, but I just – because the last time we seen Texas, they beat Texas A&M, and they handled them pretty much the whole game, I think that gets them in because Texas lost to Georgia, right? But Georgia's playing Alabama. Alabama lost to Oklahoma. Texas beat Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. I just think that Texas gets in this year. Coach Venables has done an incredible job with Oklahoma this year. But Oklahoma and Texas still matter. That's still one of the biggest games in college football. That's a game that you don't got to be a fan to watch. That's like Michigan-Ohio State. You're going to watch that game. Texas gets in. And let me say this. For everything Arch Manning was not throughout the course of the year, watch out. Because he heard all that stuff. And right now, it's about who you are right now, and Texas is very, very dangerous. Just ask Coach Elko, who last time I checked, he goes to the press conference and say, could you close the door? We're trying to have a professional press conference. No, you're coaching amateurs, right? This ain't a professional press conference. It is. You're not coaching amateurs. And guess what? If you are Texas A&M, all that giggum and all that kind of stuff, you did all that, and the same team who was your arch nemesis in the Big 12 is your arch nemesis in the SEC. Hey, man, life ain't fair sometimes. And if you are in College Station, you saying, dude, we did everything but beat the team that we had to beat, and we didn't do it. Now we get to watch the SEC championship game and see how it plays out. But I love the fact that Alabama is playing Georgia because Kirby Smart knows. I beat Alabama one time with both of their starting receivers was out in the SEC, the national championship game. Can I beat them in Atlanta? Even though both teams are still going to make the college football playoff, I would love to see Alabama put up another W up against some boys from Atlanta.
All right, real quick, get you out of here with this. We'd be remiss if we didn't at least ask you one NFL question. Real quick, because I'm getting the evil eye from my producer. This Dallas Cowboy team, we've talked about this Dallas Cowboy team all season long. We've talked about how great George Pickens has been throughout the course of the year. CeeDee Lamb's obviously getting back into his groove here in the last couple weeks. Quinnen Williams, we already knew he was a dog. How impressed are you with the impact that he's had, and can this Cowboy team make the playoffs?
I'm very impressed with Quinnen Williams. Quinnen Williams has never, ever lacked talent. He's never, ever lacked dominant ability. He was on a bad team. You put him on a good team, and you find out the world is figuring out this guy's pretty good. I think a sack and a half since he came over, his impact is even better. I think if Dallas can find a way to not try to be something they're not, score points on offense, be complimentary on defense, I know that Diggs might be coming back off IR any day soon. They got a shot to make a run because the way they beat Philly, the way they beat Kansas City, they are dangerous. And Philly just showed if you got a running game, you could beat Philly. Now, everybody ain't got a two-headed monster like Chicago does, but the last thing people want to see is a confident Dallas Cowboy team led by none other than Dakota Prescott with two receivers who could beat you at any given time. Watch out for the Cowboys. Hey, man, Jerry Jones – he can say a lot of things, but I know he's a mad hatter, but if they make it to the playoffs, that Michael Parsons trade is looking pretty good right now.
Ben, tell the folks at home where they can find you at on the socials and your podcast.
Man, they can find me on the socials at BenTrueb84 on all socials. They can check me out on No Weather in the Fall, 84 Reasons, The Fan in the End, and soon to come. We'll see, but just being true, it might just be coming here real soon. Won't be at 3 o'clock in the morning, but it will be a reasonable listening time.
Bro, you are a machine and then some. BT, love talking to you, big dog. Tell you what, we'll talk to you next week when the official playoffs are set and get your thoughts on all of that. And, of course, we'll be getting that much closer to the NFL playoffs. BT, appreciate you as always, big man.
Appreciate it.
The one, the only, Ben Troop. Give him a follow on the Twitters and all the socials. You will be glad that you did. All right, we talked a little bit about college football. We'll get into some of that. We got some NFL that we need to clean up. Plus, we got extra credit coming up. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Appreciate that, Khaki Kevin. This is the Fan After Dark, 105.3 The Fan, right here on a Tuesday night. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, the khakis to the khaki, Khaki Kevin Walker. Have we worked with you since Thursday? I don't think we have.
No, it would have been Wednesday night, right?
Was it Wednesday night the last time we worked with you?
Yeah.
That's right. It was because, okay, that's what it was. Now, I think I did see you over the weekend because I want to say you came in and worked did you work a game this weekend?
Yeah, Saturday.
Saturday. Okay, briefly, that's what I thought. All right. So, this was the first time that we've had a Khaki Kevin Walker family and your girlfriend's family intermingle for a holiday, correct?
It was the first time that my dad has mingled with her family. Because my mom has in the past and a different, but this was the first time my dad and his wife came.
All right, so Daddy Walker, what did he bring, by the way?
So he ended up bringing two bottles of wine,
it's legit
and
right there.
A couple of trays of fruits and like an assortment of like breads, like pastries.
Okay.
So
what a solid man.
It was a good bring. Yeah.
Seriously, that was a good call by him. So two bottles of wine, bread, and fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, can you go wrong with any of that?
No.
Fruit, bread, and wine? Now, I'm not a wine person myself, but I will gobble up some bread and fruits.
What interesting word choice by you.
I mean, who wouldn't? You guys wouldn't gobble up bread and fruit? How much of the bread and fruit did you gobble up Thursday?
Actually, none.
None?
I just stuck to the Thanksgiving.
What was your what was the best part of the food layout? And by the way, so did Abby's folks do the turkey and all the fixins?
Yeah, her dad did the turkey. I went out there and helped him out with that.
How'd you help?
I didn't really help. I was just out there monitoring, making sure nothing caught fire. They just sent me out there, so whatever.
You were kind of like the safety fire watch,
right? Exactly.
That's what you were. Okay.
I was over there. Conversation.
Fire watch is crazy. All right, it looks good. None's on fire. Yeah, we're good over here, guys. Thank you, Kevin Walker.
Really just, I guess, just kind of learning. And then her mom cooked a lot.
I was just learning. Where did they cook that? How did he cook the turkey? What, did he smoke it or fry it or what?
Yeah, he fried it.
Okay.
Which is how I grew up on turkeys being cooked.
Was your dad, how did your dad handle not being in control of the cooking situation? Something tells me Daddy Walker's no stranger to a grill, a fryer, and things around of that nature.
Yeah, I think being that his right hand or his right arm was in a sling kind of helped.
Okay.
But
so he's already at 50%.
I tell you what, though, I don't know if I should have said, I should be saying this, but he was driving. So already behind the wheel.
As long as he's not drunk, he's fine.
But no, I think he was okay without cooking.
One arm and had a few pops. I ain't mad at him. All right, so the turkey turned out okay.
Turkey turned out fantastic.
Best side was?
Best side was green bean casserole.
Oh,
we're 3 for 3.
Give me a bell on that.
We're 3 for 3 on green bean casserole.
Give me a bell ring on that. I'll tell you what, the green bean casserole.
Underrated.
First of all, that was my number. So Heggie had sent out a text message to ask everybody their top five.
That was in mine.
It was my number one.
I didn't get a text.
Green bean.
Ooh. Ooh, sorry, Kevin.
It's okay.
Don't worry. Jared Taylor didn't give me and Blake an invite to the thing on this weekend, yeah. So don't feel bad.
But I will give Abby a shout out.
Kevin's
because,
like, well, I got one.
Because she did cook deviled eggs. Bacon and dill pickle deviled eggs. Oh. They were pretty stellar.
Oh,
that's...
Now, are you...
I hate
Were you
eggs.
The one that said
yes,
you
that
don't like deviled eggs?
That was one of our first arguments.
That's right. It was one of our first disagreements.
I said it's one of the worst dishes ever. And that I would never eat something called deviled anything.
Okay, calm
that
down.
That was what we argued about.
It was.
And with pickles in it? Ugh.
Yeah, no.
Not discrediting Abby. I'm saying all deviled eggs.
I get it. Look, I rock with deviled eggs, so I'm not mad at you for that. Who made the green bean casserole?
Her mom.
Okay, good for her. And it was delicious.
It was. She's made it in the past, so I knew it was good.
I got a question for the Tolos. 877-881-1053, the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. What is the worst dish that is prepared at every Thanksgiving that you just avoid? There's a dish that everyone avoids.
I don't partake in the cranberry sauce.
See, that's a good one. Like, what's something
that's a solid take.
What's something that's at every Thanksgiving, maybe everyone else eats it, but you, when you see it, you go, I know it's a Thanksgiving classic. But I want no part of it. For me, it would be the deviled eggs and probably the pumpkin pie.
That's crazy.
Not a pie guy.
Mm. This might sound wild. Mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that is wild.
Mashed potatoes.
You're going to be alone on that one.
I can do without the mashed potato. There's enough starch there.
Okay.
Now, I can hear you on that.
Between the green beans. Because here's the thing about the green beans.
Is green beans a starch?
No, but I'm saying like with
he the, said between the green beans.
No.
That's how he started.
No. What I'm saying is this: you already got the mac and cheese,
star of the show. I think we can all agree.
Okay,
it's
I
George
mean,
Pickens.
It is it. Now, can you ruin mac and cheese? And that's the thing that if you have crappy mac and cheese at your respective Turkey Day celebration,
you can assume it's going to be a bad spread.
Oh, the rest of it's trash. Now, it depends on if it's somebody that brought it that you don't know, don't trust, or, hey, or then you go to the person that organized everything and say, okay, why did we let the B-team player bring the mac and cheese?
You, as the host of Thanksgiving, whoever you're handing mac and cheese to, you have to trust. That's got to be someone who's been in the family. This ain't someone new to the family. It's not first Thanksgiving. This is 15 years,
look,
25 years minimum.
If it's 4th and 5... I'm not throwing to Jalen Tolbert.
No.
Okay? I'm throwing to CD. I'm throwing to Pickens. Hell, I'm throwing to Jake Ferguson. Yeah. Okay? I'm not throwing to Scooney and Jalen Tolbert.
No.
All right? So I can't have the Jalen Tolbert and the Scooney of the family coming with the mac and cheese.
Nope.
817, Freddie D. Whiskey Gun wants to know green bean casserole with or without crispy onions on top.
With.
I think with.
With.
Personally.
I don't hate it. Now, I'm trying to think... I don't know if my mom or grandma. Now, do you guys do the soup that you make it with?
The French onion or whatever?
No.
Mushroom?
That's it.
Yeah, mushrooms.
Got to, right?
Yeah, got to.
Got to. That's a given.
That's you
guys,
to me.
Now, do you guys put the cheese on it, too?
I've
got to have the cheese, right?
I've done it with both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With or without, yeah.
Did you have the green bean casserole at the game?
I told you it was my favorite thing we had.
Oh.
I had two plates of it.
Elite.
I had two plates of it.
Oh, it was so good. Dare I say?
Whoa, we got to ban this guy. We got to ban him. We got to ban him.
What'd he say?
Look at the last text.
What'd he say?
I got to ban him.
I haven't looked at the text
messages
all day.
You know he had fatty Hall of Fames? This is at the bottom of the fatty list. We've got to ban him.
817, green bean casserole is the worst side by a long shot.
We've got to ban him, Fred. There's no other way to take said comment. The worst?
This guy sounds like a communist. I'm not going to lie.
It's his first text of the night.
This
guy sounds like a communist, and I don't know that he can be trusted.
817, what's your favorite side?
I don't know if we can allow him to text in again. We got to block his number.
Say something that's going to redeem yourself right now. Give me another food take that maybe we can say, all right, while your green bean casserole take is all. Like, that's. Oh, tell you what. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do right now. We're all entitled to bad takes, okay? I said let Nico cook.
Hands up, Jets.
Okay, you said the Jets would make the playoffs.
Geno Smith
was better than Sam Darnold, all right? So we have all copped to bad takes, all right? Because that's what we do here on Fan After Dark. 817 just said that green bean casserole is the worst side by a long shot. Horrific take, maybe the worst take we've heard all night. Hands down, definitely one of the worst takes we've seen or heard or read in the last month and a half, maybe in the history of the Fan After Dark. Come back with something. Come back with something.
Remember I said, okay, what dish do you avoid? People are saying anything sweet potato they avoid.
Mm.
Sweet potatoes are bad. We've got stuffing is what I always avoid. I would venture to say your family ain't cooking it right because stuffing be hitting. I don't like the turkey. I would assume.
Mm, okay, so now we're having a small uprising, apparently. A little mutiny on our hands here with the green bean casserole haters, because now 214 just came out and said, agree with 817, GB casserole is nasty. Here's the problem.
Your family ain't doing it right.
I'm not casting aspersions on your family. I'm sure they're fine people.
Just their cooking.
But it sounds like your cooking or whoever's responsible for it isn't good at what they do.
Because green bean casserole is a home run.
Green bean casserole. Like, you know what? You have to be a bad cook to not do it right. Oh, now we got another 817 jumping in. Okay.
He's got burner phones.
By the way, the 512, Kansas is choking at home. I look up and we're down 3. So, look, a lot of basketball left. There's 9 minutes left to go. Boom. Oh, boy, Melvin Cancel with the bucket. All right. Coming up next is Trevor here?
He is here.
Okay, here we go. Should we do some sort of food?
We'll do a food
topic.
Actually.
All right, we're going to do a food topic. So Trevor should win this. We'll see. Okay, Trevor should win this. We'll see if he gets a bonus point for knowing who's in goal for the Dallas Stars tonight from the 972. Tell him to meet me outside. Who said sweet potatoes? Coming up next. No, he didn't. It's extra credit, Tuesday night style. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Where? All right, real quick, from the 945, is green bean casserole just a Thanksgiving food, or can I eat it with dinner like nothing? Yeah, of course you can. You can. Real quick, we're 3 for 3, at least in this studio, and the Pimp Cup for liking green bean casserole. What say you, Trevor the Creator?
Blake texted me, that is my number one.
Okay.
I will give me green bean casserole.
I did not text you. I'm joking. Mm.
Would you bathe in green bean casserole?
I'd put it on my pits if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, fair enough. All right, can we get that intro, please?
Ring the bell.
Fred
and Blake.
It's a merry-go-round, you dumb dumbass. Do you need the dumb in front of the dumbass?
I did his homework. Not like he bullied me. He just kind of redumbed it.
Okay.
I've never even heard that word in my life.
But as my own personal form of punishment, I figured out how you're going to earn that extra credit.
All right, let's go. Yeah. Here we go.
Here we go. Let's do a food little Thanksgiving-esque quiz. We'll see who's been paying attention.
Yeah.
We'll see who would be the best in the kitchen. Trevor the Creator or Khaki Kevin Walker, and the quiz starts now. Let's go to Trevor the Creator first. Trevor, which herb?
Herb.
Hold up. Before let's read that again.
Which herb, Jones?
Said herb.
Okay, let's try again. And the questioning starts now. Which herb, Jones, is most associated with Thanksgiving stuffing? Want the answers?
Oregano?
Incorrect.
Okay.
I'll take the answer choices.
Basil, sage, cilantro, tarragon? Is that his
tarragon.
Name? Tarragon.
I'm going to go... What was the first one more time?
Basil.
Yeah, I'm going to go basil.
Incorrect. Mm. Oh for oh. The correct answer was sage. Gives stuffing its classic warm Thanksgiving flavor. Let's go to the Pimp Cup. Inside the glass, Khaki Kevin Walker. Fred, take the stage.
All right, which Khaki Kev, which U.S. region is most associated with serving cornbread dressing instead of bread stuffing? Is it the Northeast, the Midwest, the South, or the Pacific Northwest?
South.
Let's go. Early lead. This is the first time in a long time that Khaki Kev got his first question right. I like where his head's at.
Trevor? Green bean casserole traditionally...
Wow, what a question.
Green bean casserole traditionally uses which canned ingredient?
We talked about this. Oh, wow.
Cream of mushroom is correct.
That's the only thing I use. Are you kidding me?
Didn't even miss a beat. All right, here we go, Kat. We got to get back into it. Which classic Thanksgiving side dish was created to help a marshmallow company sell more marshmallows? Was it A?
Wait, see if he knows.
Sweet potato.
Oh, my man off the top turnbuckle. He's 2 for 2.
I just realized. So that's a 2-pointer.
Yeah, no, it's 3-2.
It's 3-2.
3-2.
Or 3-2, Kevin. I'm sorry.
3-2, Kevin. Okay, Trevor. What gives cranberry sauce its tart flavor?
Cranberries.
Wow.
What kind of question is that?
Hey, it's what it populated.
What is AI doing?
What it populated.
Hey, look, calm down. All right. Which bread, Kevin, is most common for Thanksgiving stuffing?
I'll take the answer choices.
Is it sourdough, cornbread, rye, or baguette?
almost said the wrong
you
one.
You don't get this right.
Come on.
I blanked. What was B?
Cornbread.
Yes, cornbread.
Yay!
Sorry.
See, I would disagree with that. I don't Look, know how much.
Are you ChatGPT?
Are you ChatGPT?
Enough about you. Next question. Who's in goal tonight?
The Smith.
Okay. You're right.
Trevor, what is the purpose of brining a turkey? The score is 4-4, right? No,
he should be at 1.
It's kind of hard with the 2.
No, it should be
tied. Because he's asked for the answer choices.
It should
he's
be tied,
got
yeah.
2 without the
I've
answer
I've gotten 2 choice. Without
oh,
it.
Oh, that's
I've
true.
I've gotten 2
that's
without
true. 4-4. What is the purpose of brining a turkey?
I'm going to say to keep it juicy.
That's exactly what it
says.
That's
literally the exact answer. Yeah. God. Maybe you are ChatGPT.
Again, we know. Enough of the commentary.
Let's go to Kevin Walker. We know you like D. Calm down. All right. Candied yams, I'm looking at you, Trevor, are actually made from what?
I'm going to need the answer choices.
True yams, sweet potatoes, carrots, or squash?
I think he's going to get this one wrong.
Candy yams?
Candied yams, a.k.a. Trevor, are actually made from what? True yams, sweet potatoes, carrots, or squash?
I'm going to go carrots?
Wow. Didn't see that one coming.
I don't know. It kind of threw me for
a
loop.
You were on a heater for a while, too, but carrots was not the answer.
I make mine with sweet potatoes. So that's my
wow. I'll tell you what.
Seven to four.
I'm start calling you candied yam.
All right. Trevor, you can take a big lead right here. What gives pumpkin pie most of its warm flavor?
Pumpkin spice.
Not the answer that was written down. Let's go to Kevin.
How many of the answer choices?
Cumin, cinnamon, dill, or paprika?
Cumin.
I wanted to ring the bell, too. I really did.
You put cumin and chili, guys. Don't put any of those
cinnamon was
spices.
The answer we were looking there, for. Cinnamon. You can also find her later on tonight at the Rowdy Cowboy. All right, Kevin, back to you. What is the crispy topping on classic green bean casserole?
We're not giving you the answer choices for this.
Onions. Crispy onions.
Boom.
Yep.
French fried crispy. Close enough. Yep. All right. So what is that? 7-6?
Correct. 7-6. Let's go to Trevor. Which Thanksgiving dessert often uses evaporated milk?
Ooh, give me the answer choices on this one.
Sweet potato pie, corn pudding. What are the other two choices?
Mac and cheese or mashed potatoes? I guess it depends on what kind of family you're from if you consider that a dessert.
Okay, what were the first two again?
Sweet potato pie and corn pudding.
So it's really, you only got two.
I'm going to say corn pudding.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Didn't see that one coming.
Sweet potato pie.
Hey, back in the mix, I'll tell you what. Okay, here we go. Which part of the turkey has the most flavor?
This is testing your ball knowledge right here.
Okay.
The neck?
No. It's not the neck.
Okay, I mean.
That's a gizzard. It's a gizzard as well.
There's so many.
Can you give me the choices? Because I know where it is.
So many things I want to say right now.
You know what? Let's give him another chance. I'm sorry, Trevor.
What?
Give him another chance.
No. That's not how this works.
I promise you he's not going
to
guess.
Because that was such a creative answer that I would never have expected you to say.
You use it to make the gravy, so there's flavor.
Okay, here were the options. Neck was not one of them.
Thinking outside the box, sorry.
Again, I don't get too excited when I read these off. Breast, thigh, wing, drumstick.
I'm probably gonna go drumstick.
Okay,
wrong again. Neither of those are right. So I'm
going off these four.
Back.
We're going off these four, Trevor. Going off these four.
So, give me the answer choices. We'll say the
breast, thigh, or wing. Which one's got the most flavor?
We'll go wing. But incorrect. That is not right. Neither of those are right.
What do you think's right then?
I don't know what it's called, but there's a little place underneath the turkey.
Yeah.
There's two little places underneath the turkey. It is dark meat, and that is the tender and most delicious place.
Go ahead and mark
I could
all
not
of
tell
that.
You what it is, where it is. I don't know what it's called.
Did you just give us the shocker?
What is going on?
Is that what you
got to pull towards yourself?
Is that what you just did?
All we were looking for was thigh.
Thigh was really the – you two both did a little too much there. Number 13, is this
– Yes, this is Trevor.
Trevor?
What was historically eaten at the first Thanksgiving?
Corn?
I'll give you the answer choices, but you guess instead. Kevin?
Answer choices.
Turkey, venison, lobster, or D, which is both B and C.
What was B and C one more time?
Venison and lobster.
I'm going to go with turkey.
Incorrect. Mm.
Really? It was actually lobster, I believe.
It was venison and lobster.
Venison and lobster. Mm.
Okay, the game has slowed down a bunch.
Yeah, you guys, really the neck answer is kind of what...
Right. I stick with my answer.
That might be the answer of the night, though. I mean, I feel like you should get an extra point just for saying neck.
You think it was the most juicy?
No, tell you what, it's the juicy. It's the juiciest
Kevin
and has the most flavor.
Off.
I'll tell you what. Abby, watch out, girlfriend. That girl about to get murked tonight. What ingredient moistens and binds classic cornbread dressing?
This for you, Kevin.
Is it A, heavy cream, B, chicken broth, C, mayonnaise, or D, brown sugar?
I'm going to go with heavy cream.
Which you'll be doing later tonight. No, that's not the
what
right
was the
answer.
The question again? What moistens and
what
binds?
Moistens and binds classic cornbread dressing?
By the way, it's 7-7 right here. Right now.
And the question choices, please.
Heavy cream.
Answer choices. Okay.
Chicken broth, mayonnaise, or brown sugar.
The next correct answer is going to win.
Boy. I'm going to say mayonnaise.
You are not right. It was chicken broth.
Okay.
Chicken broth.
Whose turn is it?
I believe it's Trevor's. It's, yeah. Trevor.
What are they cooking? Trevor. What is AI using?
Trevor, calm down.
Okay. Trevor, calm down. Right. What do you call the browned bits in the pan used to make gravy?
Fond.
There we go.
Wow. All right. I'll tell you what. If you can get this right, then we'll do it. We'll go to an extra credit. Final one. This, but you got to answer it with no choices. Kevin. Sweet potato casserole is usually topped with
marshmallows.
Okay. This is first come, first serve, boys. Okay. This is first come, first serve.
This. I like this.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go for it.
No, you got it. You got it.
Which state produces the most turkeys?
No answer choices. Whoever gets it right wins.
Just you guys can start rattling off answers.
Oh my God. And game is over.
How the hell did you know that?
This guy gets Minnesota.
I'm that guy.
Wow.
I am that guy.
You know what?
I can't compete with that.
I am uber impressed with that. Where's the Stars game at?
They were up in New York.
No, but I'm saying like where are they at as far as the game goes.
They already lost. They lost in overtime.
Okay, yeah. Stand by. It's only right after that impressive show. By the way, I tell you what. Golf clap to Khaki Kevin. That was by far the most impressive showing you've had in quite some time. Shout out to our boy Khaki Kev. Who knew Thanksgiving meals was his strong suit? I'll tell you what. Well done by both of you. All right. When we come back, last hour of the program, we'll reset the show and we'll find out what the hell happened to your Stars. Plus, Fatty's on the phone at 10:20. Lots to get to. This is Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.